Oliver Friesen, Guardian Metal Resources, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. You've had quite the run here over the last 2 to 3 months. And I think it was an anticipation more than likely of getting something, and then the news just broke. What happened with the company, and why is it so important?
Yeah, so we have officially received an award from the United States Department of Defense from their DPA-3 program. Before we get into the interview, I'd be remiss to not extend thanks to obviously the U.S. DoD and their DPA-3 program, as well as the Trump administration for allowing this grant, this award to happen, which is obviously very material for our business and allows us to really push these projects forward, or Pilot Mountain specifically, at pace. And then concurrent to the award that went out earlier this week, we raised just around $21 million, predominantly with existing shareholders to help supplement that award. And then we use that combined pool of capital to push both of our co-flagship tungsten assets forward as quickly as we can, with the ultimate goal of bringing mined tungsten supply back onto U.S. soil.
Let's talk about, if you can, and I'm assuming you can because this should be public information. How much was the award? How much was the grant?
Yeah, so the award from the United States Department of Defense was for just a ballpark about $6.2 million.
6.2 million. And then, just so I'm clear on this, you raised another 21 million from shareholders, correct?
Predominantly existing shareholders, yes, 21 million.
Fantastic. So you're really sitting on, where I'm going with this, you're really sitting on a war chest now to move the project forward.
Yeah, and then you add on top of that the existing cash balances before that. So, call it $30 million kind of all in. And prior to announce both of those pieces of news, we had not done a raise larger than $3 million. So effectively 10x at a very healthy share price. There was no warrants there, and materially backed by existing shareholders. So what that means now is, with the award in hand from the U.S. Department of Defense, as well as existing cash balances, we can move really quickly with our assets, which is what we're looking to do here.
Well, congratulations to you, the company, and to all the shareholders. Let's talk about, why is this important, not only for the company, but for the U.S. Why is, and tell us who you are. Well, let's start with who you are first, and then tell us why this is so important.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it's so important. So first and foremost, we're very honored that we are actually the first U.S.-focused company to get, U.S.-focused tungsten company to receive an award from the United States Department of Defense DPA-3 program. So the DPA-3 program is potentially something your listeners have come across before. The likes of Perpetua Resources in the antimony space, they have received funding through the same program. And then quite recently, MP Materials, the rare earth company, and also focused in the United States of America, received a very sizable grant and an award from the same program as well. So it's a very, very important program. It importantly, it allows us to take the award and move the project forward very quickly. But why it really matters is tungsten is a critical defense metal. And the United States currently has no domestic mine supply. And on top of that, China, as of February 4th of this year, announced a full-out export ban on all tungsten products. And when China produces a ballpark 86% of total global supply, you can imagine that it's created an incredible amount of tightness in the tungsten market. And with no mine supply right now in the U.S., it's a metal that, the major defense contractors need, but also it's used by Boeing, it's used by Baker Hughes, Schlumberger. I mean, it's a wide array of different industries and across the industrial base. It's very hard to get your hands on tungsten right now because of China shutting the taps off effectively. So what that means is Guardian Metal Resources and our U.S. wholly owned operating subsidiary, Golden Metal Resources, we have a very unique, or we occupy a very unique position, which is, we have ownership of what we believe are the two most material tungsten deposits in the United States of America. And now, with support from the U.S. DoD and this capital in the bank, our mandate is to move these projects forward as quickly as we can, because ultimately the U.S. needs a mine supply of tungsten. And we believe as though we are the ones that can provide it in a relatively short period of time.
Okay, so awesome again, and I would agree with everything you said. It seems like everything is being fast-tracked just for geopolitics, really, and think what you want, but that's just what we're in. And you, the company and the stock really finds itself in an ideal place, really, to help develop this. But let's talk about your assets. And just for all my viewers and listeners, I had Oliver on. This has been about 9 months ago. We were talking about it, just potentials and the asset, again, 9 months ago, and also filing the paperwork for this grant and that sort of thing. So this is really becoming full circle. But for all of our viewers and listeners, what are you guys sitting on? Where is it at? Again, tell me about that and why this is so special. This is just not another, air quotes, tungsten play.
No, it's the furthest thing from that, Andy. You know, once again, worth highlighting that we are the only U.S. focused tungsten company to receive funding through the United States Department of Defense. There's no other companies. So this is not, we're not just chasing a hot trend. You know, we acquired, so one of our co-flagship tungsten assets, Pilot Mountain, hosts the largest tungsten deposit on U.S. soil. And we acquired that asset 5 years ago. So truly at a time when no one would even listen to me about tungsten. And now here we are 5 years later and, you know, receiving an award from the U.S. DOD, as well as the ability to raise, you know, $21 million, I think really highlights where we've gone to, but really there's a lot more to go. There's a lot more that we can do here now with the resources at hand. So Pilot Mountain, it's what we brand as a co-flagship asset. So it hosts the largest tungsten deposit in the United States of America. It is officially backed now by support from the United States Department of Defense. We are at the pre-feasibility study stage right now, pushing that forward as quickly as we can, because as soon as we're done that, we can move into the next stage, which is a bankable feasibility, and then into construction. So our goal as a company is to get both of our assets into commercial production before the current Trump administration leaves office. So on the flip side, the other asset that we've acquired since we spoke last, Andy, and what we did is we canvassed the market in the US and said, hey, we see something really interesting unfolding here in the tungsten space. But this was really before, you know, a year ago, before I'd say really anyone was still looking at it. I mean, it was still a bit of a hard sell. And so we found this other asset called Tempa Ute, which was actually the largest tungsten mine in the United States of America in the 1980s. So there's an existing infrastructure on site there. And effectively, this is more of a restart versus Pilot Mountain, which is a full build out of a mine and processing facility. So between those two assets now, which I should mention are both located in Nevada.
I was going to ask.
It's, you know, in my view, as someone who's worked around the world, it's my favorite place to operate. It's absolutely fantastic. So both of these assets are in Nevada and in commercial production can deliver a very material amount of tungsten to the U.S. market. And this would represent the only mined tungsten supply across the United States of America.
Okay. So talk about, again, the process here of getting into production. You picked up this other asset. How close is it into production? Do you have permits to mine and to produce? And tell me about that process. If you don't, I'm assuming everything again is going to be fast. Make it.
Yeah.
I stumble over my words. But yeah, tell me about all that. Tell all the listeners about that.
Yeah, I mean, just on the fast track options. I mean, I'm sure your listeners are well aware of the various executive orders that have come out covering mined in America and how do we support that? So a big part of those executive orders was federal funding, which obviously we now have received from the United States Department of Defense. And then the other, I would say probably major consistency across those executive orders in permitting, right? And trying to make sure that companies with important projects on US soil like ours can move forward and permit and get the necessary, you know, permits in place to actually go into commercial production. I should note, while maintaining the, you know, very high environmental standards that do exist in the US, but just about streamlining that process a little bit. So yeah, as you can imagine, you know, with the US DOD support in hand, I think that is a clear signal to the U.S. industrial base how important these assets are. And if we can get the proper support and tailwinds on the permitting side, then we can move these projects forward even quicker and deliver a very essential metal to the U.S. market. So on the Tempa-Ute side of things, like I said, we have the existing infrastructure in place there that we can utilize in a restart. The benefit there is that project is located entirely on patented mining claims, so private mining claims. And I'm sure your listeners are well aware as the importance of those claims when you want to actually go and build a mine. So where we're at now is with the funds in hand, it's going to be covering a wide array of different work streams, obviously engineering, drilling, permitting. We've been doing a lot of permitting work already, but that will allow us to move the permitting work streams forward even faster. So like I said, we believe that both these projects can be in production before Trump leaves office. And with the support now from the United States Department of Defense, as well as the capital on hand, we're going to move as quickly as we can to get to achieve that goal.
Yeah, that's very aggressive. And I'm actually very confident you'll reach it just with all of the things that are working right now to make this happen. Oliver, how do people find you if they want more information, and how do they, what exchanges are you traded on? What are your ticker symbols?
Yeah, so we have two listings in the United States of America. We are listed on the OTCQX under the ticker GMTLF. And then we also have a listing in the United Kingdom in London under the ticker GMET. Now, part of the use of proceeds, we are looking to obtain a senior U.S. listing. We've been very clear about that. You know, looking at the likes of MP Materials, you know, being the champion of United States rare earths and what they've been able to achieve. You know, we believe this story belongs on the U.S. Big boards. So we are pushing forward towards that goal as quickly as we can. But the great thing is we are tradable on the OTC right now in the interim. And then our intention is to become and solidify our position as the champion, the leader in U.S. tungsten with DOD support, as well as a main U.S. listing to complement that. So there's a lot that we're working towards right now. I think this company is going to continue to evolve. I mean, you mentioned the share price has done well, but given where we are and where we're going, you know, we really view it as the announcement this week is our starting gun. Right now, it's time to really go. We have the capital on hand. We have the government support. Let's go fast. Let's get to our ultimate goal, which is a really, really important one for U.S. national security.
Okay. So you just dropped really some key information. You want to get listed either on the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ. Can you comment about that? Which one?
I won't comment which one, but I will say we are going for a senior U.S. listing.
It doesn't really matter, but either way. Very, very attractive. So, well, congratulations on that. Absolutely, you should do that, and just everything that brings. So, fantastic. Oliver, also, I'll do this on camera. You just got married in May. Is that correct?
I did. Yeah. How did you know that, Andy?
You just dropped me an email last spring. So, a few months ago. I want to wish you publicly congratulations. And also,
thank you, sir.
Story.
There we go. Married man.
Welcome to the club.
There you go.
And also, just a fun story getting to know Oliver. I want to make sure I get this right. You're Canadian, working in the UK, drilling in the US and a mine in the US. And that was all very strategic, right?
Well, all it means is that I work 24 hours a day. That's practically all I'm missing.
No, but he explained it to me. It made a lot of sense because he had a lot of investors and exposure over in Europe. Places to mine was in the US, if you would. And that's where you wanted to be. So yeah, you're on a plane a lot, I assume.
I'm on a plane a lot, and I'm taking calls on all hours of the day. But yeah. So we first started this company in the United Kingdom, trying to bring a fantastic jurisdiction in Nevada to the UK market, where there's really no other way to get exposure. But since we've done that and given the very strategic position that we now hold with these two assets, we have a great UK investor base. We really do. And we have some fantastic British and London-based investors in this story. But like I said, really the real value here, when you look at the valuations and the volumes that the major critical and defense metal companies that trade predominantly on the big boards in the US get, that's where we got to go, because we plug in directly. You know, we, the way that we see it is, you know, what Perpetua is to Antimony, what MP is to Rare Earths, we can be to tungsten, which is just as critical in our view as any of those other metals for defense and in the industrial base across the board. So it's a bit orthodox, and the movements are a bit crazy right now, but we are angling and everything is gearing towards the U.S., where this matters for U.S. national security, U.S. investors. They hear this story and they get it. They go, this makes sense. I want to be a part of this. We're just getting started, though. So a lot of your listeners, Andy, who are now hearing this for the first time, that's great. That's exciting, because you're early to the story. But once we continue to push towards our goal and a senior U.S. listing and all that comes with it, we want to become a household name. So we're working towards that. But your listeners are some of the first to hear that, which is an exciting position to be in.
Well, thank you for the scoop, if you would. So, Oliver, want to thank you so much. Love to have you on again here soon to continue to tell the story and give us updates.
Let's do it, Andy. Yeah, lots of money in the bank, and we're moving fast, so there'll be a lot to discuss.
All right. Well, have a great day, and great to see you.
Thanks. Cheers.